Hey, fellow mathers, do you have limited classroom time? Do you want to make the biggest, best impact on your students that you can? Then you need to start here with the Math is Figureoutable Challenge.
It's 3 1-hour sessions of the quickest and most powerful ways to reach the most students with the most math. We're having special guest Jenna Laib. Mark your calendars for May 15th through 17th at 7 p.m. Central and watch this space to find out when registration opens.
If you can't make those times, you'll want to register anyway so you can get access to the session recordings. And now, on to the episode. Hey, fellow mathematicians. Welcome to the podcast where math is figure-outable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this episode is a math strat chat episode where we chat about our math strategies. Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use and comment on others' thinking.
All right. So this Wednesday, our math problem was 16% of 22. How would you solve this problem? Pause the podcast, solve it however you want. Remember, the problem was 16% of 22. Solve it, and then come on back to hear how we solve it.
Bam. All right.
You want to go first or you want me to?
You go first.
Okay. 16%. I got my pencil. 16% of 22.
I got my pen.
I'm going to go with 10% of 22 is 2.2, 2 and 2 tenths. And 5% would then, because it's half of 10%, 5% would be 1 1/10. So 1%, okay, so 10% was 2.2. So 1% would be 22 hundredths, so like 22 cents.
Okay.
So when I put those together, I've got 3.3 and 22 cents. So I'm thinking about that like $3.30, the 3.3. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And 22 cents. So that's 3 52 hundredths.
For 16%.
16%.
Nice. So you found 10%, 5%, 1%, added those together to get the 16%.
Yep.
Nice. So a little 5 is half of 10 strategy. Mm-hmm. You can find 16 times anything or 16% of anything. Nicely done. Cool. Okay, so I'm going to play a little bit with the commutative property. If 16% of 22 is going to be equivalent to 22% of 16. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to develop that right now, but I've learned that and I know I can use it. So now I'm going to find 22% of 16. So I'm thinking about 16s and I'm going to find 2% of 16s. Am I? Is that what I'm going to do? Actually, I'm going to find 10% of 16. So 10% of 16 is 1.6 or 1 6/10. To help me think about 20% of 16, and 20% is double 10%. So double 1.6 is 3.2. Mm-hmm. Now that I have 20%, I'm going to scale that down to get 2%. And so if 20% was 3.2, 2% is divided by 10 of that. So divide 3.2 by 10 is 0.32 or 32 hundredths.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. So now I've got 20% is 3.2 and 2% is 0.32. Mm-hmm. I add those together to get 22% and I end up with 3 52 hundredths or 3.52.
Hey, so I know this is a short episode. Nicely done, by the way. You and I both said point and people have massive problems with us saying point. Do you want to comment on that for just a second?
Yeah. I mean, so I think we both said both. I said 32 hundredths and 0.32. I don't know that I said three and two tenths. I think. And anyway, so we like to say both. Is it correct that 3.2 is actually 3 2/10? Sure. And I think it's important that kids hear that, do that, mess with it more than just hear it. I had the experience as a student where I had a teacher all year long made me say 3.2 as 3 2/10 and it did nothing for me.
Correct.
Just the saying of it did nothing. Now, if we would have I never know what the past tense of dived in. I don't know. If we would have gone into it more and actually developed like place value and why it was called that, maybe it would have done a little bit more for me, but just the naming of it that way did nothing for my place value. I just memorized how to say it. I said it that way.
Yep.
So We're good. Say it both. In common speak, people talk about $3.2 million in debt or whatever.
All the time.
All the time. And so I think we need both. So we need both. There you go.
All right.
That's why we say both. Woo! Okay.
Well, we can't wait to hear everyone else's strategies. Maybe it's like one of ours. Represent your thinking. It's super fun to see you like sketch out your thinking rather than just type out some numbers. So take a picture of your work and tell the world on social media. And while you're there, comment on other people's thinking. It's super fun to get props or ask questions of what other people did.
Yeah, and learn through that. And tag me when you're there on social media and use the hashtag MathStratChat. And make sure you check out our next MathStratChat problem that we'll post the next Wednesday around 7 p.m. Central Time. And then pop back here to hear how we're thinking about the problem. We love having you as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Let's keep spreading the word that math is figureoutable. Thank you for listening and making math more figureoutable.
Remember, we're going to be opening registration for the Math is Figureoutable Challenge soon. Mark your calendar for May 15th through 17th. You are not going to want to miss these free PD evenings where you'll learn 4 routines you need in your classroom that are naturally engaging and encourage students to think mathematically.
And remember, if you can't make those times, registering gets you access to the recordings. Keep making math figure outable.